Hi, this is Anita from Reluctant Low Carb Life. At the Reluctant Low Carb Life, we like to look at what we call to be the trifecta of health, which is basically about eating fresh foods, fitness, and fullness, eating foods that help you to be able to feel full. So, why is it that so many of us are addicted to soft drinks such as Coca-Cola? It's a very interesting concept of what Coca-Cola has done and how many people are addicted to Coca-Cola. I want to talk a little bit about Coca-Cola and why Coca-Cola has such an allure and, what it is about the Coca-Cola company, and then go into maybe some things that you can do to get rid of a Coca-Cola addiction. First of all, is that Coca-Cola has long been a very addictive substance, ever since almost its very beginning. Of course, they said that Coca-Cola's secret formula, which is called the 7X, that only a select number of people really know exactly what is in that formula. Some people say it could be things as cinnamon or lemon zest. We, really don't know exactly what is in it, but they do have a secret formula which helps to make Coca-Cola the drink that it is today. It also has that fizzy connotation to it. So I heard somebody once say that Coca-Cola or soft drinks was basically just water where chemicals were added and it was made fizzy to make you addictive. And I thought, there's actually quite a bit of truth to that. That, if you think about it on those terms, here is water that's been carbonated, that's been packaged into a can, and they've had all these different chemicals and all these different substances added to it, and they make it flavorful and they make it addictive, and then you buy it. And then you might think, well, why do you buy it? Like, why do you buy that over buying, let's say, a bottle of water? Why is it that Coca-Cola is so addictive for so many people? And it has to be because of the chemicals that are in it and the allure and also the marketing of Coca-Cola company itself. So Coca-Cola really, you have to give the company credit because Coca-Cola has been able to be a master of this form of soda addiction for many, many years. In fact, I would say there's probably no other soda company that is as masterful at making people addictive to a substance as Coca-Cola is with their soft drinks. Coca-Cola is a master of getting people to be addictive. And the company themselves, even if you go onto their website, they will even tell you that that is what their job is. In fact, now I am reading directly from the Coca-Cola website for the Coca-Cola company. And they say it's a total beverage company with products sold in more than 200 countries and territories. Our company's purpose is to refresh the world and make a difference. Now, I'm not sure exactly how do you refresh the world with chemical substances and make a difference, but that is what Coca-Cola says it is. We sell multiple billion-dollar brands across several beverage categories worldwide. Our portfolio of sparkling soft drink brands include Coca-Cola, Sprite, and Fanta. And then they go on and talk about they've got other sports drinks, they've got teas, they've got other things such as Minute Maid and other types of favorite types of drinks. We are constantly transforming our portfolio from reducing sugar in our drinks to bringing innovative new products to market. We seek to positively impact people's lives, communities, and the planet through water replenishment, packaging recycling, sustainable sourcing practices, and carbon emission reductions across our value chain. Whoa. I read that and you read that first, you think like, wow, this is a company that's doing a lot of good. But let's look through each one of those. They seek to positively impact people's lives. I am not sure how an addiction to a substance or a drink like Coca-Cola is able to positively impact people's lives. If they told me they were, positively impacting people's lives through giving people water or they were giving them another substance that was a healthy substance, you could say yes. But I am not sure how Coca-Cola, especially Coca-Cola, which is laden in sugar, is positively impacting people's lives, or Diet Coke is positively impacting people's lives. And then they talk about communities and the planet through water replenishment. Now, anybody in their right mind would understand that drinking Coke is not as good for you as drinking just plain old water. Any health professional will tell you that drinking Coke is not as good for you as drinking water. So if Coca-Cola really wanted to, as they said, positively impact people's lives, they would positively impact people's lives through selling a substance which was not addictive and a substance which also allowed people's lives to be positively impacted because of the drink was basically good for them. Coca-Cola is not a drink that is good for you. Yes, if you drink Coke every once in a while, it's probably not going to hurt you. But if you drink Coke consistently, it has shown to be detrimental to your physical health. We'll go on here and say that they employ over 700,000 people, helping bring economic opportunities to local communities worldwide. Okay, so this is what the Coca-Cola company says that they are. And if you go on, if you look at what are their purposes, right? The Coca-Cola company's purpose remains clear: to refresh the world and make a difference. I am not exactly sure what that means, to refresh the world. Honestly, you know, they believe that by selling Coca-Cola through many of these communities, that it can be able to help refresh these communities, where in fact it's shown to have an increase in things such as diabetes and other health concerns as communities have stopped drinking water and started to drink more Coca-Cola. But I love the way they've been able to spin this and say, look, we employ all these people and our job is we're basically refreshing the world and we're making a difference. At the end of the day, Coca-Cola's main job is to sell Coca-Cola. That is what their role is. They want to be able to sell you Coca-Cola. Why? Because they make a lot of money on Coca-Cola and the other soft drinks and the drinks that they sell. But that doesn't mean that those drinks are good for you. That doesn't mean that they are better for you than just plain old water. I really have to read on to this because, you know, you can go onto the Coca-Cola website and you can read this all yourself. But this for me is so fascinating because you can really see the philosophy of the company and you can see how so many of us get trapped into this philosophy or trapped into the philosophy of it. They talk about how they have three connected pillars the company has. Loved brands. Okay, there's no doubt that Coca-Cola has many love brands. There's many people that love Coca-Cola around the world. In fact, you can go out into the middle of nowhere and you can probably find Coca-Cola there. You can go out into the most remote parts of the world these days and you'll probably be able to find Coca-Cola there. The Coca-Cola has done an amazing job at spreading Coca-Cola throughout the world, even the most remote parts of the world. When I've traveled in some pretty remote parts of the world and you go into some little stores, you will see there is Coca-Cola. Usually, you know, probably not, maybe not a Diet Coke, maybe not the Coke Zero, maybe not some of their other ones, but usually there is the standard Coca-Cola you can find there in a plastic bottle. They go on and they say, we craft meaningful brands and a choice of drinks that people love and that refresh them in body and spirit. I find this really interesting. I am not sure how Coca-Cola refreshes your body and your spirit. Because anytime you are drinking something that can make you addicted, I don't see how it really refreshes your body and spirit. And they talk about how this is done sustainably. We grow our business in ways that achieve positive change in the world and to build a more sustainable future for our planet. Wow. I am not sure how all the hundreds and hundreds of bottles that are in the ocean or in landfills, all those plastic bottles, I am not sure how they're achieving a positive change and are making a more sustainable future for our planet. I really don't see how Coca-Cola is doing that. In fact, if they were, they would be the ones saying, look, we need to clean these water bottles out of the ocean. We need to be the ones that are cleaning up the world from all this plastic and tin and all the other things that we have done where we've sold these products to people. I don't see that happening. And then they go on and they say, we invest to improve people's lives, from our employees to those who touch our business system, to our investors, to broad communities we call home. I'm sure Coca-Cola does some good. I'm sure they have some philanthropic type of work that they do. I'm sure that they do that. But that doesn't mean that the little guy who is in some remote part of the world, who is drinking Coke and has been drinking Coke and suddenly ends up with diabetes, I am not sure how that is touching their lives and making them better. You can go on to the Coca-Cola website and you can read this purpose yourself. And maybe I'm reading it differently than what I see, but this is how I see it. I see this as a lot of corporate mumble jumble where somebody's basically saying, we are doing good, we are helping the world, we are making the world a better place because of Coca-Cola. I happen to not agree with that. I feel, in fact, Coca-Cola has made the world a worse place. And it has done so through their addictive nature of their drink. It is done so through as they sell to many communities and many people, which that's their job, by the way. I can't fault them for doing their job and doing their job well. Their job is to sell Coca-Cola. And as a company, they've been tremendously successful with that. But that doesn't mean that it's the best choice of drink for people to be drinking. It doesn't mean it's the healthiest choice of drink. And it doesn't mean it helps to make your life better if you are drinking it. What I can say in Coca-Cola's favor is Coca-Cola as a marketing company has done a tremendous job. In fact, they have a marketing strategy which is well articulated and really is able to market Coca-Cola throughout the world. They have this well-honed image that people across the globe recognize and resonate with. So from a marketing standpoint, Coca-Cola as a company has done a tremendous job in marketing Coca-Cola to you. And at the same time, in helping you and others, and even myself included, become addicted to the substance, which is known as Coca-Cola. It's, they've been able to resonate with emotional connections. They've, had marketing narratives that talk about positive experience. You can even read about their purpose online. And if you just read that, you think, wow, this is a great company. Look, they're saving the world. Until you begin to look at the other side and realize that maybe there's another side to this. That they're basically going around, they're uplifting people, they're helping people, they're, Coca-Cola, they show in their marketing how this is, Coca-Cola is a moment of joy, it's a moment of, who doesn't dream about really on a hot summer day, surrounded by family and friends and drinking a, can or bottle of Coke, that building those type of memories that, through Coca-Cola, you can build memories with your family, your friends, and with others. They're able to do this through manipulating human philosophy. Everything from the colors they use. You can bet that with Coca-Cola, anything they do, from the colors they use to the themes they use, to the to their slogans, has been well thought out from the psychological benefit of this and any community they are at. They talk about wanting you to become part of what they call the Coke family. This can add another layer to the addiction. You want to be part of the Coke family. You want to be part of the in-group. Coca-Cola psychologically will play upon this, which makes it hard to get over the addiction. They'll even exploit further social influences. They'll align with popular sports figures. There was recently in the United States, there was an article talking about many podcasters and bloggers that were into the health food industry who actually took money from Coca-Cola to be able to say that Coca-Cola was not a drink that was bad for you. In fact, it was a healthy drink. Now, I am not sure how anyone who's in the health industry can honestly say that Coca-Cola is a healthy drink when everybody else knows that it's a drink that is not healthy. But honestly, they have aligned themselves, and Coca-Cola very much so aligned themselves with doctors and influencers and others to be able to say that Coca-Cola actually is a drink that is okay. It's a healthy drink for you. It's an okay drink to drink. When in reality, everybody knows that it's not. It's a drink which is laden with chemicals. And if anyone that's listening to me has any question on this, Coca-Cola is ultra-processed foods. It is the ultimate ultra-processed drink. Why? Because it essentially is bubbled water filled with chemicals. It is water with chemicals. It was like if you took your water and you dumped a bunch of chemicals in it and you called it a drink, that is what Coca-Cola is. But it is very carefully crafted in its packaging, its marketing, and in exactly the chemicals that are in there to make you want to have more. That's why, you know, Coke many years ago had the slogan, it's a real thing, Coke is. You know, it's, you know, Coca-Cola really wants you to be part of this Coke community, and they want you to be somebody who is basically drinking their drinks. Why? Because the more they sell, the more money they make. So even though they say online it's about your health and your well-being, your body and your spirit, it really is not. It is about you buying more drinks of Coca-Cola, because the more that they are able to sell, the more profits they have as a company. But yet as a marketing company, they are extremely successful. And I must really say that, because they have this marketing cocktail that has fostered a deep-seated attachment to Coca-Cola, you know, veiling it as an addiction. So they've sort of like marketed it as this sort of like this attachment, but at the same time, they know, they have to know that it's got this addictive nature to it. That becomes Coke's allure. It's not just the fizzy drink, but it's also this promise of an experience, a sensation, a lifestyle. It's everything that goes into the marketing, the campaigns, the other things that Coke shows us that makes us as individuals want, you know, to be able to drink more of Coca-Cola. Even what's interesting is McDonald's and Coke have joined together. And, you know, many people said that, oh, the Coca-Cola at McDonald's is far better than the Coca-Cola at that you get out of the can. And if you ever drive through a McDonald's and you ask them for a large Coke, it's amazing to me how large that Coca-Cola is in the United States. And it's not very much money either. In fact, it's relatively cheap. In fact, in America, if you go through McDonald's and you order a Coke or you order a Diet Coke, if you order a small, it is 16 ounces. If you order a medium, it is 21 ounces. If you order a large, it is a whooping 30 ounces. Now, most people are supposed to drink 60 ounces of water a day. That means a large Coke is about half of the amount of water you're supposed to drink a day. And no, Coke does not count as water. Coke is not a water substance. Water is water. In fact, in some places, it's not even 30 ounces, it's 32 ounces. So it's 2 ounces bigger when you go through McDonald's for the Coke. So it's huge. I mean, it is a very huge drink, and it's not much money either. A large Coke typically costs a little bit more than a medium Coke, but you get so much more for the large Coke than you do for a medium Coke. And many of my friends who are, you know, Coke fanatics, they always say, oh, the McDonald's Coke tastes so much better than the Coke out of the can. So I know people that go through McDonald's just to be able to get the Coke because they feel like the Coke there tastes so much better than the Coke out of a can. So Coca-Cola has been very clever in that they have joined with other ultra-processed food companies such as McDonald's to be able to, you know, give us another allure to the Coca-Cola and to be able to help build upon this addiction of ultra-processed foods through the McDonald's and through Coca-Cola. Now, I've spoken quite a bit about Coke. I've hopefully given you some reasons for you to think about Coca-Cola and to think about the Coca-Cola addiction. I want to a bit now here at the end and in closing, talk a little bit about how to get rid of Coca-Cola addiction or what are some ways that people do it. One way is to simply go cold turkey. Set a quit date, say I'm going to quit, prepare mentally, and then remove temptation, get it out of your house, talk to your friends, tell them you're not going to, you know, buy any more Coke. Maybe don't go to restaurants for a while if that's where you tend to drink Coke. Don't drive through McDonald's if that's where you get your Coke. Or drive a different route so you don't go past the McDonald's on your way home from work. So that you basically set a date to get rid of the Coke addiction. Another way that people do it is they start to wean off of it gradually. Maybe if you're drinking 3 cans a day, you say, I'm going to go down to 2. And then from 2, you go down to 1. And from 1, you go down to none. So you can basically start and you can, you know, wean yourself off of the Coke or the Coke addiction over a period of time. Another way to do it is to find some healthy alternatives. Maybe water. You can maybe find some flavored water if you find water too dull. Maybe you like sparkling water. One of my favorite drinks for sparkling water is, I love what is known as a lime soda. And it's basically where you take soda water and then you squeeze fresh lime and then you put sugar in it. But I don't use like regular sugar. I will use like a monk fruit sugar. And what you can do too is you can take like a monk fruit sugar and boiled water. You can mix them together so it becomes a liquidy type of sugar. You can pour that into your drink with your lime. And I really find that as a refreshing drink. That's probably one of my favorite drinks is lime soda. You know, find yourself an alternative to drinking Diet Coke or drinking Coke, and then, you know, get yourself and wean yourself off of it. It is possible to stop your Coke addiction and to wean yourself or to get yourself off Coke. We have written a blog post about this. In fact, my colleague, James Johnston, has written a blog post about the addictive allure Coca-Cola trend analysis. And in there, he goes into more depth about Coca-Cola and their marketing and the addiction of Coke and a bit about more about the formula. And he goes into the psychological factors behind the Coca-Cola addiction, why so many of us are addicted to Coke, you know, the fuzzy allure of it, the chemicals that are in it, the, you know, the sugar, the caffeine, all of those things that can make Coca-Cola itself become very addictive. And, you know, just, you know, the taste, maybe the whole taste of it, and that, you know, you suddenly you get that taste in your mouth and that taste becomes something that you want to have more and more and more in your mouth. And also, you know, how basically Coke aligns with, you know, personalities and others and makes it become popular. And as I said, they even have aligned with health food experts that have said that Coca-Cola is healthy and is good for you. In the end, I just want to be very clear that even though Coca-Cola is a popular soda brand, even though they're out there advertising, even if there's health experts telling you that it is healthy for you, it is not. Coca-Cola is an ultra-processed, what I call an ultra-processed drink. It is essentially water with fizz and chemicals in it. And that is essentially what you are drinking. There is nothing healthy about any of that. The most healthy thing that you could drink and your most healthy choice should be water. This is Anita from Reluctant Low Carb Life. We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. If you have any comments or any questions, we'd really love to be able to hear from you. I know there's many out there that struggle with Coke addiction. I know that you know, Coca-Cola, as I said, is an extremely clever marketing company and that they've been able to market what essentially is chemical water to the world and feel like they're doing it by helping our body and our soul. And they are not helping your body and your soul for when you have this type of addiction. If you'd like to read more, we'll put a link for our blog in the description. And as always, we appreciate you being part of our community. We thank you so much for listening to us. And we hope that you will continue to eat food that is fresh. You will use fitness Everyday fitness is part of your life, and you will eat food that helps you remain full. Thank you so much for listening to The Reluctant Low Carb Life.